One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're about
Shannon
to have a lot
Scott.
More friends around.
Oh. Yes. That too. We are Shannon and Scott plus many people.
Yeah. So we're the. Yep. So this week, I'll
this
keep
week,
that in just for you.
Thanks, because you never blooper yourself.
No.
Okay.
So, the power of editing.
Yeah.
So this week, our plan is to get our genre and topic.
Yes.
And wait on creating the song because we are going down to a cabin in the woods with a bunch of friends.
And we're all going to get murdered.
And we're all going to get murdered. And before we get murdered, we're going to together record and sing the song that we write.
Yes.
For this week's episode. So at the end of this episode, you'll hear all of our friends from college together singing and playing whatever is around them that can be fashioned
yes.
into an instrument.
It'll be great. It's been 10 years since we all met each
yeah.
other at school.
So obviously the first thing we're going to do is force everyone to be a part of our podcast.
Yeah. it's fine. We already warned them about it. It's going to happen. But some of our loyal listeners will be there, which will be fun for them to get to participate in
yeah.
this. Maybe the salad spinner should be our friend trying to match pitch.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. We will have to do that. Yes. Okay, great.
All right.
If he'll consent. What's a song salad? Well, like, what are we going to be doing
oh, yeah.
with our friends?
A song salad will be a random genre of music plus a random topic from Wikipedia combined plus all our friends
yeah.
to create a giant sound extravaganza.
Sound extravaganza! Dude, that should have been... That's like the alternate title of Song Salad.
Yeah.
Song
well, you know, we could retitle it and repurpose it if we fail and see if someone picks it up with the new branding.
Tell me what failure would look like. How different is failure than what we already are doing?
If our fiancés leave us
okay.
because of this podcast.
yeah. Should we just go right into it?
Yeah. Jump in.
Yeah, cool. Because there'll be a lot of juicy stuff later.
Juicy. So here is our first salad spinner. So our song salad.
Spinner.
So our salad spinner this week, we've brought in a special guest artist. His name is Alex, and he's a friend of ours from college.
And he's an experimental physicist.
Yep. We discovered this interesting phenomenon with Alex in college where he can match pitch if he's singing the same vowel as you. If he's not singing the same vowel, it's harder to match the pitch, which
yeah.
is it's something I've never seen before.
Yes.
Impossible?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
So let's start with an experiment. Let's match this pitch on me. So sing me. Yeah, yeah. It's
yeah,
close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm going to sing me, but you have to sing mo, okay? Me,
mo.
Oh, my God, you did it.
Yeah.
You've been cured. It's a miracle.
In the intervening 10 years, you have somehow learned to match pitch on.
Let's try another one.
Okay. So. You need more data, right?
Right. Again,
yeah.
I'm going to sing ma, and you're going to sing may, okay? Ma,
may.
There we go.
That's the Alex we know and love. Oh my God!
This is a little too perfect.
That's incredible.
Our genre is choral
music. Cool.
Choral music.
Yes. Okay, great.
This will be great.
Yeah. So this is also incredibly broad.
It is.
Which is good.
Uh-huh. Basically, according to Wikipedia, a choir is a musical ensemble of singers, so that can be pretty flexible. And choral music is the music written for such an ensemble to perform.
Perfect.
A body of singers who perform together as a group is called a choir or a chorus, and... I didn't need to read that.
Most choirs are led by a conductor who leads the performances with arm and face gestures.
I love face gestures.
You absolutely must be the conductor.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Choirs may sing without instrumental accompaniment,
with the accompaniment of a piano or pipe organ, or with a small ensemble or orchestra. We will be singing with a little bit of probably just percussive accompaniment.
Cool.
From whatever we find around the cabin.
Great. Do we need, I mean, like, how much more, like, people know what choirs are, right? Do we need any more
information? I don't think we need to talk anymore about it. I think our topic might inform what kind of style we want to do, but sure. No matter what, we will have multiple voices singing our lyrics together and maybe even do a little bit of counterpoint, which means different lines happening at once, rhythmic lines or harmonic, melodic lines, or even maybe even different lines of text overlapping. So I think what it boils down to is that the reason choral music is what it is because it can't be achieved with fewer than a couple people.
True. So. And also, just a reminder that voice parts are traditionally split into four different parts.
Yes.
Well, sometimes more than that, but in choral music, it's usually soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
Yep.
Two for men, two for women.
Yep.
Traditionally, and
we'll split it up with our friends and see who wants to do what.
Oh my god. It'll be amazing.
It'll probably be, instead of me actually writing out the song, it'll probably be on the fly, like, you sing this note,
yeah.
You sing this note.
Great. And also, one of our friends is tone deaf.
Maybe he can rap over it. Should we get our topic?
Let's get our topic.
All right. Let's spin the salad spinner of our friend possibly trying to match pitch.
I'm going to sing Moo. And you're going to sing ma. Okay?
Moo.
Ma.
Listen, all I can say is you've gotten a lot better.
Yay.
Anything you want to say to our listeners?
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yes.
Simocetus is a pug-nosed whale.
That's extinct.
An extinct genus of toothed whale that lived during the Oligocene period, approximately 32 million years ago, making it the oldest named toothed whale.
Although older unnamed toothed whales exist.
Simocetus is known from a single fossil, a skull, found in marine siltstone deposits in the Alsea formation on the banks of Oregon's Yakina River.
Interesting.
In 1977, by a fossil hunter of the region named Douglas Emlong.
It was named by New Zealand paleontologist Ewan Fordyce in 2002 and contains a single species, S. rayi. He found its teeth and jaw different from any other known whales and thought it might have been a bottom feeder that fed by suction on marine invertebrates. Weird. Features of the basic cranium and face suggest that Simocetus may have had a comparable echolocation abilities to modern whales.
So we are just on a run of echolocation.
Apparently our Wikipedia random article function.
Whoa.
I'll bleep that out. is focusing on anything related to echolocation.
If we get dolphins next week, we'll know it's
Give
broken.
It
yeah. Yep. Okay, wow. So a pug-nosed whale...
Choral song about a pug-nosed whale that's extinct and had teeth and maybe echolocation and suction powers. Nope, you can't use an existing song.
Oh man, really? We can't just make our friends sing Baby Beluga?
Baby Simocetus, Lucy, you had teeth.
So.
You sucked some invertebrates. Wow. Well,
okay. I think this is perfect.
I think it's perfect too.
Yeah. Great.
Here we go.
All right.
Hey everyone, Scott here. We had a lot of fun this weekend and didn't record things we should have recorded. So here's Shannon's lyrics before we get to the song. Her lyrics are, Simocetus was a pug-nosed whale with a smushed-up face and a flippy-floppy tail. He fed by suction as he roamed so free like a happy blubber hot dog in the deep blue sea. Simocetus, he's stubby and he's tubby and he's dead, dead, dead. Simocetus, extinct, but a fossil of his pug-nosed head. And the style of choral music I decided to do was music that I could teach very quickly on the fly to all of our friends. So it was almost like a choral church hymn in style. So that's what we went for. It's like the hymn to Simocetus. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Shannon, what do you think the title should be?
I think it's obviously Blubber Hot Dog.
Here's Blubber Hot Dog, a choral extravaganza.
By Shannon and Scott and all of our friends from college.
Everyone, ready? Here's your note. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Cinemacetus was a pug-nosed whale with a smushed-up face and a flippy floppy tail. He led by suction as he roamed so free, like a happy blubber hot dog in the deep blue sea. He's stubby and he's tubby and he's dead. Cinemacetus, extinct but a fossil of his pug nosed head.
Thank you to all of our friends that participated in that, and thank you for listening. You can find out more about us on songsaladpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at songsaladcast. You can find us on SoundCloud and all of your favorite podcast listening applications. Check us out, tweet at us, and please keep sending us your suggestions for salad spinners. We already have a couple in the bank to use for the next coming weeks, but we'll always take more.
This has been Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott.
Pick one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and
Cinemacetus.
Whoa! That was
no. I need to
here. He's stubby. Ready?
He sings, but a